也有这个题目，啊，在启示录的属灵征战来做我们互相勉励。
This afternoon, I'd like to encourage with you on the topic of spiritual battle in Revelation.
啊，不知道弟兄姐妹记得在说两三个月前啊提到啊属灵征战第一集。
A couple months ago, I shared with you the first part of this message.
啊，在第一集里面是依照启示录十二章第一节到十二节。
And in the first part, I covered Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 12.
那今天我们所查考的其实是第三个征战。
The battle we're about to study today is actually the third battle in this book.
在启示录十二章第一节到十二节记载有两次征战。
In Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 12, talks about two battles already.
我们看一下，复习一下。
Let's review this quickly.
十二章的第一节到第六节是记载着说当这个妇人要生孩子的时候，这个龙是想把它吃掉的。
In chapter 12, verse 1 to 6, it talks about how a woman gave birth to a son, and the dragon wanted to devour the son.
这里我们讲解说其实就受洗完以后在受洗完的时候，这个我们都很虚弱的时候魔鬼就想要得胜我们。
Our interpretation of this passage is that when we are baptized, we might be feel weak, and that's the time when Satan wants to overtake us.
那从第十二章的第七节到十二节记载第二次征战。
From verse 7 to verse 12 talks about the second battle.
那这个征战是信徒从刚信主一直到成熟了，就是魔鬼没办法毁谤他，没办法找到他任何的错误。
This talks about the maturing process of a member so that the devil can no longer accuse him.
那当这个信徒完全以后其实魔鬼在天上没有地位。
And when this member becomes mature, then the Satan will not have a place in heaven.
他没办法在天上控告控到他了。
The devil can no longer accuse of the member.
所以他就被摔到地上来了。
So he was thrown onto the earth.
那我们提到说这个上次用这个摩西和耶稣亚摩西祷告，耶稣亚带兵去打亚玛利人。
Last time we talked about how Moses was praying up in the mountain while Joshua fought against Amalekites.
那提醒我们说其实我们要多祷告。
It reminded us that we need to pray in our spiritual battle.
我们多祷告才有能力才胜过魔鬼。
We can only overcome the devil when we pray often.
那我们记得三种宝物三件事情来胜过魔鬼。
Last time we talked about the three things we need to have to overcome the devil.
就是胜过魔鬼，第一要用主耶稣的宝血。
First, we need the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是借着祷告悔改。
Through our prayer and repentance.
第二就是自己所借着的道，就是自己的行为。
Secondly, we need the word of God. That is, we need to correct our own deeds and behavior.
第三就是至于死不爱惜性命。
Thirdly, we will be willing to sacrifice our life.
就是说碰到试探的时候要有个决心才可以胜过试探。
We have to have determination in order to overcome our temptations.
好，所以前面这两个征战其实是从还没信主一直到成熟。
So the first two battles describe the unbeliever and how an unbeliever becomes a believer and their maturing process.
那今天我们要来查考的这个十三节到十七节。
Today we are going to study the last part of this chapter.
那圣经里面常常用的是象征说。
The Bible often uses symbolism.
就是圣经上有很多的象征，可是我们要对圣经了解清楚，所以我们就知道这个象征说在讲些什么。
In order to understand the Bible, we need to first understand the symbols in the Bible.
我们来念一次十三节到十七节。
Let's read this passage once in chapter 12, verse 13 to 17.
十三节这里说，龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。十四节
，verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫他能飞到旷野，到自己的地方。躲避那蛇，他在那里被养活一再二再半再。十五节
，verse 15，
蛇就在妇人身后，从口中吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。十六节
，16，
地却帮助妇人开口吞的从龙口吐出来的水。十七节
，17，
龙向妇人发怒，去与他其余的儿女征战。这 儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。那时龙就站在海边的沙上。啊，在这里提到说这个龙。
This passage talks about a dragon.
这龙代表什么呢？
What does this dragon represent?
我们看同一章的第九节。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 9. Same chapter, verse 9.
这里说第九节说，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。
Verse 9, the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray.
所以我们可以知道说这个龙啊，就是代表魔鬼，他被摔在地上了，因为天上没有他的地方可以控告信徒。
Here we could clearly see that the dragon means the devil or Satan, and he is now hurled down onto earth.
那就逼迫那生孩子的妇人。
And now in verse 13, he pursues the woman who had given birth to the child.
这个逼迫是第三次的逼迫。
This is the third time that he persecutes the woman.
那我们可以看到说，这魔鬼逼迫一直不断的。
So you can see that the devil will continue to persecute us.
可这次他这逼迫啊，是目标转向转移啊。前面两个其实代表这个信徒和教会。
The first two times he persecuted the church and the members, but this time he has a different objective.
要逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
He wanted to pursue the woman who had given birth to the male child.
妇人在圣经里面代表两样事情。
The woman is represent two different things in the Bible.
第一就是代表教会整体来讲。
Woman could represent the church as a whole.
也可以代表工人。
Or it could represent the workers of the church.
在这里我们要把这个妇人解释成工人，而不是指整个教会。
Here we interpret the woman as the worker, not the whole church.
因为是那生男孩子的妇人。
Because this is a woman who gave birth to a male child.
我们来看这个加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians,
第四章,
chapter 4,
十九节,
verse 9. Verse 19. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19.
加拉太书第四章。十九节。加拉太书第四章十九节。
Galatians 4, 19.
我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。在这里保罗说他要重新再受生产之苦。
Here Paul talks about the pains of childbirth.
这不是说保罗可以生孩子。
This is not to say that Paul himself could give birth to anyone.
而是说在福音上他要生孩子。
But rather, in the matter of the gospel, he is to give birth to many.
那保罗在这里说他要再受生产之苦，就是说因为他以前传福音给他们，可是他们偏离了，他要再重新把福音传给他们。
The pain that Paul talks about is the fact that they have gone astray from the original gospel, and so Paul has to remind them of the truth.
所以他就像生产一样。
Just like he's giving birth to a child.
所以这个妇人，这个现在是聋了，看到自己被摔在地上了，他现在在逼迫那什么工人呢？
So in verse 13, we see that the dragon is hurled down to earth, and now he is persecuting the workers.
我们看十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给那妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己地方躲避那蛇。
The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she could fly to the place prepared for her in the desert.
什么叫做两个翅膀像鹰？
What is the two wings of a great eagle?
我们看这个以赛亚书，我们放个书签在启示录十章，我们看以赛亚书。
I suggest you put a bookmark here in Revelation because we will come back to it. Let's turn to Isaiah.
四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
我们从这个二十九节。
Let's read verse 29.
二十八节。
Start with 28. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28.
以赛亚书四十章二十八节。你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主，并不缺乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。二十九节。
Verse 29.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。三十节。
That's verse 30.
就是少年人也要疲乏。困倦，强壮的也要全然跌倒。三十节。
31.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。在这里提到说 通常的人啊，再怎么有能力啊，都会疲倦。
This passage says that no matter how strong you may be, you will grow weary.
可是这个三十一节说，但等候神的必重新得力。
But here it says that those who hope and wait in the Lord will renew their strength.
那他们得力的时候，圣经用这个形容词来形容他们重新得力。
This is how the Bible describes the renewing of their strength.
说他们必如鹰啊，展翅上腾。
That they will soar like eagles.
说我们可以说重新得力啊，象征着就是说有老鹰的翅膀可以飞翔。
So when we renew our strength, we will just have, just like the eagles with wings.
可以往上飞。
We will fly high.
那奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。
And we will run and not grow weary. We will walk and not be faint.
所以我们翻回这个启示录。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
所以这个妇人啊，给有两个翅膀，鹰的翅膀。换句话说，他们其实神给他们能力。
Chapter 12, verse 14. Here the women receive two wings. In other words, God strengthens them.
那他要借这个能力什么去旷野
？And God gave them the strength so that they could go to the desert.
那旷野是什么地方啊
？What is the desert?
我们知道旷野，假如在这个洛杉矶，其实旷野以前还没有建筑物的时候是。
Actually, here in Los Angeles, most of the part can be considered as deserts before the construction began.
Wilderness. 那个不是那个沙漠地带。
This is the wilderness.
沙漠地带就是一大堆沙，连那个什么树也看不到。那个旷野就是很多的什么小石头啊、土地啊、小杂草一堆啊。
The difference between a wilderness and a desert is that in the desert you cannot find any life.
那这旷野就是很多小石头。
And in the wilderness you can find rocks and shrubs and plants.
那有没有人想去那边去住啊？
Does anyone want to go live out there?
旷野有时候一天去看一下好不错啦，可是你要住一辈子的话很困难的。
It might be good to visit the wilderness once for a day or so, but nobody would want to live out there for a long time.
那为什么这个工人要跑去矿，有得到能力要去旷野呢？
So why would the workers go and flee to the wilderness?
那这个旷野不能指的，就说真的是那个旷野，就是说地上的世界上的旷野。
Obviously, this desert or wilderness does not mean a physical wilderness.
你假如把这个旷野在圣经上全部查出来。
If you find out the same word from the Bible,
你在现在把这旷野查出来的话，把这字查出来，我们会知道说旷野发生什么事情，为什么要去旷野。
If you look up all the word wilderness in the New Testament, you will find out what wilderness, the purpose of a wilderness.
比如说啦，人要见先知要去哪里
？For example, where do you go to see the prophet?
主耶稣说啊，人去旷野去找谁啊？
Jesus said, where do people go into the wilderness to see?
是看那些芦苇在那被风吹来吹去啊。
Do they go out there to see the reeds?
不是啊，是去见施洗约翰啊。
But rather, they go out there to see John the Baptist.
要去见先知的话，去旷野。
If you want to see the prophet, you have to go out to the wilderness.
要去听道理啊，要去旷野。
You go out to the wilderness to listen to the word.
在旷野也是工作的地方，因为洗礼也是在旷野里面。
And that is why John the Baptist also worked in the wilderness. He baptized in the wilderness.
那主耶稣啊，也常常去旷野去祷告。
Our Lord Jesus himself often go out to the wilderness to pray.
那所以这旷野是神和人会面的地方。
The wilderness is the meeting place between man and God.
旷野也是我们能休息的地方。
A wilderness is a place for our rest.
那主耶稣有好几次啊，去城市完以后，他去旷野去休息。
Jesus often retreat himself to the wilderness after a day of ministry in the city.
旷野也是牧羊的地方啊。
Wilderness is also a place to shepherd.
旷野也是那个羊聚集的地方，就是信徒聚集的地方。
It is a place the sheep gather. It is a place that the members should gather.
我们想想看，那个以色列人不是在那个什么旷野绕了40年吗
？Remember how the Israelites wander in the wilderness for 40 years?
那这旷野变成一种他们被神熬炼的地方。
A wilderness is a place where they're tried by God.
为什么神把以色列人带到旷野去
？Why do you suppose that God led the Israelites into the wilderness?
为什么神不把以色列人带到洛杉矶还是纽约去
？Why didn't God send the Israelites into large metropolitan cities like LA or New York?
你看看洛杉矶啊
，Look at LA，
好吃的地方一堆。
There are a lot of good restaurants.
有电影院。
There are movie theaters.
有娱乐那个什么 场合。
There are lots of entertainment and amusement parks.
还有很多博物馆，很多东西可以看。
Museums and many good places to see.
啊，特别在洛杉矶有那个 shopping mall， 这个逛街地方特别多。
And there are a lot of shopping malls in L.A.
你想想看，只要神把这个以色列带到这个什么，这个洛杉矶的话。
Imagine if God brought the Israelites into an equivalent city like L.A.
啊，他们说这个洛杉矶太好了。
They would think L.A. is wonderful.
啊，有吃有喝，什么都很好，又方便。
They have food and drink, and everything is supplied.
有人说啊，我不用去加南地了，这个洛杉矶就很不错了。
Perhaps many of them would not want to journey the rest of the way to Canaan because they like L.A. enough.
不是吗？会不会
？Isn't that true?
这里够好了，你去加南地还什么？还要开垦呢？要种田呢，在这里不是更好？
It is good enough to stay in L.A. because if they go to Canaan, they might have to work in the fields.
可是我们不要被欺骗。
But let us not be deceived.
其实啊，我们在世上是做什么？做客。
Remember, we're only sojourners and a guest in this world.
没有人会把这个旷野当成他的家。
Nobody will consider the wilderness as their permanent home.
那假如我们住在这个城市里面
，If we live in the city，
我们会发觉到住在城市里面，其实啊，这城市会被毁坏的。
One day we know that the city will not will be destroyed.
这个世界会被毁坏的。
One day this world will be destroyed.
所以我们不要被欺骗，我们是做客的。
Let us not be deceived. We are only sojourners in this world.
有个故事这样子说。
There's a story that goes like this.
有个信徒刚离世。
A member who had just passed away.
后来这个天使带他进去这个休息室。
So the angels took him to a resting place.
后来给他看他。演一个这个节目给他看
，and the angels show him a movie，
那叫他选择一下。
The angel says that he could pick a movie，
所以他所看到的是天上的生活。
So what he saw on the picture is the life in heaven。
看到天上的生活就是大家祷告读经。
He saw people in heaven praying and reading the Bible。
他看一下说对啊，看这些人祷告读经，真的有喜乐有平安的。
He found out that these people are very joyous and happy in heaven, praying and reading the Bible.
对啊，他说我是这样过生活的。
And he feels like that's a good life.
他是这样过生活的，在地上过生活是这样过的。
He feels like that was his life on earth.
可是感觉上还想试一下新的东西。
So he wants to try something new.
但是他看到地狱。
Then he saw saw hell.
哇，地狱，他看到说哇，好多人哦，是可以跳舞啊，玩啊，吸毒啊，做很多事情都是嘻哈哈的。
He saw a picture of hell where people were dancing, listening to music, and having a lot of fun.
他就想说在地上我已经过了这一辈子这种敬拜神的生活，这样过下去不好玩。
So this member figured that he has led a life of prayer and reading the Bible on earth already. It was becoming bored, and he wants something different.
所以在这个选择上，他说我要去地狱。
So after seeing the films, he told the angel that he wanted to go to hell.
天使带他去地狱了。
So the angel brought him there.
他去地狱的时候。
And when he got there,
不对。
He found out something different.
为什么地狱不像他所看见的那个电视一样？
Hell was different from the picture that he saw.
在那边人好痛苦在哭有火有在烧他们。
He saw people suffering in pain, tortured by the fire.
没有人在笑没人在玩也没有什么这种娱乐的东西。
He found no laughter, no entertainment, and no fun there.
所以他转过头来就说：“天使你带错地方了。”
So he turned around and said to the angel, "Did you bring me to the wrong place?"
天使说没有。
The angel says no.
可是这不是我所看到的。
Then he asked the angel, "Well, this is not what I saw in the picture."
天使说你所看到那个荧幕是广告。
The angel said that what you saw was only the advertisement, the commercial.
是广告啊。
It was just a commercial for hell.
世界这个荣华富贵其实广告你不知道吗？
All the fun and the glorious moments in life is nothing but a commercial.
你想想看，我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
你看那个电视荧幕不是有广告说那个什么，卖那个洗发剂吗？对不对？
Do you remember that there's a commercial on shampoo，
还是那个肥皂
or on soap，
还是杂七杂八的东西
There's many different commercials。
那广告的通常都有个美女还是英俊潇洒的男人
Usually you will see a beautiful woman or a very handsome man advertising the product.
那个信息就是说，你用这个产品，你就会像他们一样，头发这么美呀。
So the message they try to convey is that if you use this brand of shampoo, your hair will be as beautiful as this woman.
你用这个肥皂的话，你洗得很舒服啊，就像他们广告这么舒服。
And if you're you use this brand of soap, you will enjoy it as much as they do.
请问一下
，But let me ask you，
你想那些那个 model 对不对？那些什么模特对不对？真的有用那个产品，后来头发是这么美，是因为用那个产品的结果吗？
Do you think that these models really have beautiful hair because they use that hair product?
有没有
？Is that always true?
假如你去问那生意人啊，他告诉你，我们做生意是这样子的。
If you ask the merchants, they'll tell you that that's just a way of business.
花一笔钱呢、啊，找个模特，对不对？头发漂亮，后来产品放在一起，后来说这个产品是好的，就这样子。
They will go out and hire a beautiful model. They'll put the product next to the model and claim that.The two things go together.
So, 不要被广告欺骗啊。
So let us not be deceived by the commercials.
我也不要被这世界欺骗啊。
Let's not be deceived by this world.
神为什么带我们去旷野？
Why do God want to take us into the wilderness?
真的是认识这世界啊。
Because he wants us to see clearly what this world is like.
做客啊。
So that we know we're only sojourners.
我们心不要放在这世界里面啊。
Let us not put all of our hearts in this world.
那个哪里是旷野？我想想看。
Where is the wilderness?
现在 NYTS 有两个礼拜在伯恩教会。
We know that there's a National Youth Theological Seminar going on in Bowen Park for the past 2 weeks.
那边就是旷野。
That is the wilderness.
怎么说是旷野呢？
Why do I say that's the wilderness?
去那边啊，也没有什么好看的，老实讲。
There in NYTS, there's nothing good to see.
那边啊，也没什么好享受的。
There's nothing enjoyable there, really.
一天吃两餐。
People there only eat 2 meals a day.
那边有没有电视看
？There's no TV.
那边有没有好的床，那好睡，就说躺到很舒服的床上。
People do not sleep on comfortable beds there.
在那边过很简单的生活。
They live a very simple life there.
吃两餐，除了这时间以外，就是休息、祷告、读经、听道。
Besides the 2 meals, all they do is they listen to the word, they pray, and they rest.
那因为在这种旷野、这种很单纯的那个生活里面、啊，他们可以专心在神身上。
But because they live a very simple life there, they could focus and concentrate on God.
那我们今天旷野可以象征的是教会。
What is our wilderness today? Our wilderness could be likened as the church.
也可以在我们的家庭里面，我的房间里面。
Our wilderness could very well be in our home, be in our own room.
任何地方我们可以跟神沟通灵教的地方。
Anywhere and everywhere we could communicate with God could be our wilderness.
所以我们过一个单纯的生活才可以跟神沟通，住在旷野里面。
The key is we have to learn to live a simple life so we could keep our focus on God.
所以我们可以看到说这个妇人啊，要跑去旷野那边。
Here again, in Revelation, we see the woman will have to run to the wilderness.
躲避那个蛇啊。
In order to flee from the serpent.
有时候啊，蛇常常在这世界做工，不是吗？
We know that the serpent is already at work in this world.
特别用世界东西来吸引我们。
He tried to tempt us with the many things in this world.
那这个妇人，这工人啊，跑到旷野啊，就是可以被养活。
But we see that this worker or this woman run to the wilderness and she will be provided there.
那被养活就是她在那边成长。
That means she will grow and she will continue to grow there.
所以教会是一个旷野啊，我们来这边哦，也是在成长当中。
Our church is a wilderness. When we come, we can grow.
可是圣经记载说，这个蛇没有放过他，因为虽然他跑到旷野去。
But here the Bible says, even though the woman is in the wilderness, the serpent did not give up.
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
说啊，蛇就在妇人身后啊，从口中吐出水来，像河一样，要将妇人冲去。
Verse 15, and from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake this woman and sweep her away with a torrent.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
什么叫水？
What does the water represent?
这里的水要解释成是百姓。
The water could
要解释成百姓。
We have to interpret this water as the people.
我们看这个启示录十七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17,
第一节
verse
1. 第十五节。
Chapter 17, verse 1 and verse 15.
启示录十七章第一节。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
那拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说，你到这里来，我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所受的刑罚指给你看。我们跳数节。
Let's read verse 15.
数节。天使又对我说，你所看见那淫妇坐的众水，就是多民多人多国多方啊。在这里水代表着人们。
Here we see that the waters represent the people.
那所以这个龙啊，从他口中啊吐出的什么水来，就是代表是说这些人啊是从魔鬼来的，是被魔鬼利用的。
So here we see the dragon spew out water, which means that the devil will send out people that he used.
那这些人啊，就像河流一样。
And these people will be like a river.
Flood.
Will like a river. Like a
中文是说这个河，对不对？其实在这应该说河流还是那个什么？中文怎么讲？
像洪水
一样。
So this people will be like a river or like a flood.
洪水在圣经在代表什么呢
？What does the flood represent in the Bible？
我们看几个经节，我们就知道了。
Let me share several references with you.
我们请翻。我们看这个约伯记二十七章二十节。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 20.
二十七章二十节。
Chapter 27, Book of Job, chapter 27, verse 20.
约伯记二十七章二十节。
Job 27, 20.
二十七章二十节。
Chapter 27, verse 20.
惊恐如波涛，将他追上；暴风在夜间将他刮去。请念一次。
Terrors overtake him like a flood, and a tempest snatches him away in the night.
这里说波涛，其实英文是是说这个
flood
就洪水啦，像河流一样。那这象征的说这个是像惊恐，就患难来临的。
So here it says that flood could represent terrors.
我们再看耶利米书四十六章第八节。
Let's also turn to Jeremiah chapter 46.
耶利米书四十六章
，chapter 46，
第七节开始。
Let's read verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
请念一次到第八节。
Verses 7 and 8. Who is this that rises like Nile?Like rivers of the surging waters. Verse 8. Egypt rises like the Nile, like the rivers of surging waters. She says, I will rise and cover the earth. I will destroy cities and their people.
在这里第七节说啊，谁是那个江河之水分棚。
So here verse 7 says, who is like the river?
那其实第八节说的就是埃及啊，就是埃及是一个国家，许多人聚集的。
Verse 8 says that the river is like represents Egypt, which is the gathering of many people.
那埃及说啊，它要涨起来，像那个江河的水啊，要遮盖全地。
And Egypt says that I will rise and cover all the earth.
我们可以看到说啊，这是一群人聚集起来，要准备毁灭。所以这是像洪水一样。
So you can see this water, river, or flood represent a group of people trying to destroy.
那最后我们看这个一个经节，看那个撒母耳记下二十二章第五节。
Let's turn to another reference, Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下二十二章第五节。
Chapter 22, verse 5.
二十二章第五节。
Second Samuel, chapter 22, verse 5.
曾有死亡的波浪环绕我。匪类的急流啊，使我惊惧。Okay. 在这里是这个大卫所写的诗。
This is a psalm written by David.
那我们知道大卫在他们生命，在他生命上啊，碰到很多的危难、危急的事情。
We know that David had encountered many challenges in his life.
所以他诉说啊，有死亡的波浪啊，我回到大卫。
Here David says that the waves of death swirled about me.
这里说、啊、匪类的急流啊。使我惊惧。
And the torrent of destruction overwhelmed me.
匪类的急流，就是，在这第五节啊 ，NKJV 翻译成说，
就是 flood of ungodly.
So in the NKJV version, it says the flood of the ungodly overwhelms me.
就是说这些匪类啊，像激流一样，像洪水一样。
In other words, the ungodly people can be described like floods of water.
匪类就是恶人啊。
Ungodly means the wicked ones.
啊，这些恶人啊，我们再翻回来这个启示录。
Let's go ahead and turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter
12. 换句话说，这个妇，这个龙啊，从口中吐出水来啊，要像这个洪水，像河流一样，要把这个妇人冲走，就是利用一些人啊，要击打这个神的工人。
So the water spewed out by the serpent to overtake the woman means that there's a group of people who will attack the workers of God.
使他恐惧，使工人恐惧，使工人惊慌，使毁坏他。
So this is to terrorize the workers of God.
那十六节这里说啊，地却帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
Verse 16 says that, but the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowed the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
啊，其实我们只要看这个民数记十六章。
If we refer to Numbers chapter 16,
我们就知道这个故事，其实这个故事啊，在以前发生过。
We will be reminded of the story that of something that happened before.
我们请看民数记十六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 16.
民数记十六章
，Numbers chapter 16。
什么叫做地帮助的妇人？地开口把这水吞下去。
What does it mean that the earth opened up its mouth to help the woman？
在民数记十六章第一节以下，我们可以知道这是指可拉胆叛变的事情。
In Numbers chapter 16, it talks about the rebellion of Korah。
我们看这个第十六章第一节，我们念一下。
Let's read chapter 16, verse 1.Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and certain Reubenites, Dinha and Abram, the son of Eliab.
我们念到第四节，第二节开始。
And verse 1, and they became insolent, verse 2, and rose up against Moses. With them were 250 Israelite men, well-known community leaders who had been appointed members of the council, verse 3.They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron and said to them, You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourself above the Lord's assembly? Verse 4. Then Moses heard this, he fell face down.
我们再跳到二十四节。
Let's also read verse 24.
一直到这个三十二节。
Let's read from verse 24 to verse 33. Verse 24.
24节.
Verse 24. Say to the assembly, move away from the tent of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Verse 25. Moses got up and went to Dathan, Abiram, and the elders of Israel follow him. Verse 26. He warned the assembly, move back from the tents of these wicked men. Do not touch anything belonging to them.Or you will be swept away because of all their sins. 27. So they moved away from the tents of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. Dathan and Abiram had come out and were standing in with their wives, children, and little ones at the entrance of their tents. Verse 28. Then Moses said, This is how you will know that the Lord has sent me to do all these things, that it was done, not my idea. Verse 29. If these men died of natural death,and experience only what usually happens to them, then the Lord has not sent me. Verse 30. But if the Lord brings about something totally new, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the graves, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt. Verse 31. As soon as he had finished saying these, the ground under them split apart. Verse 32.And the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their household and all of Korah's men and their possessions. 33. They went down alive into the graves with everything they owned. The earth closed over them and they perished and were gone from the community.
好，在这里我们知道说啊，有在可拉的叛变的这个事情当中有地开口的事件。
Here we can see in this, historically speaking, the earth actually did open its mouth.
那在这里我们可以知道说，可拉其实
聚集其他的领袖来恭喜摩西和亚伦。
Here we can see that Korah gathered some leaders of the community to attack Moses and Aaron.
我们可以看到说，他们其实是嫉妒，他们要得到这个权位啊。
Because they were jealous and wanted to also hold high position.
在诗篇一百零六篇的十六节、十七节记载说，这可拉的是因为嫉妒这个摩西和亚伦啊。
And in the book of Psalms, it says that the men of Korah were actually jealous of Moses and Aaron.
有时候看到，就像说这个，他看到他有权利啊，我也要啊，就嫉妒啊，我要争取啊。
They wanted to fight for their rights and their titles.
所以他就这可拉这个可拉带头了，他把人聚集起来，带领两百五十个首领哦。
So Korah gathered 250 actually leaders of the community, and they came to Moses.
怎么说呢？他们说起来话也很好听的。
And what they said actually made some sense.
我们看一下，说你们擅自专权啊。
He says, you have set yourselves.
全会众各个既是圣洁。
He says that the whole community is holy.
耶和华也在他们中间呢。
And the Lord is with them.
你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？
Why do you set yourself above the Lord's assembly?
这句话讲得很美啊，可是啊，好毒啊。
This makes, even though the sentence, the phrase makes sense, but it is actually very vicious.
为什么很毒呢？
Why do I say it's very vicious?
我们仔细想一下。
Let's think about this.
当他说这个全会众个个是圣洁的。
When he says that whole community is holy.
换句话说每一个信徒都守道。
In other words, all the members are observant of the law.
会守道就说他知道道理了。
They know of the law.
所以这会众都知道道理了，该知道怎么做，所以我们不需要你呀。
So he's saying that we all know about the law, we don't need you anymore.
可是你怎么还在我们上面呢？
So why do you set yourself above us?
看起来你就是自傲，骄傲。
So you must be very arrogant.
还有他也这样说。
They further said,
说这个耶和华也在我们当中啊。
The Lord is also with us.
这个有够属灵的。
So we must be pretty spiritual.
神在我们当中啊，说我们不需要你哦，神可以带领啊，我们不要什么头领啊。
God is with us, he will lead us, we don't need another leader.
我们不需要领导者啊。
We don't need someone to lead us.
神带领大家都可以走动。
If God guides us, we can go forward.
所以啊，你怎么可以说你自己那个什么领导者呢？
Again,
超过会众呢？
Why do you set yourself above the people?
其实哦，这说起来好像我们是同等的，你怎么可以高起来？你是骄傲。
It sounds like they're saying all should be equal and no one should be above someone else.
大家是同等的，可是在这里他把这个真理搞混了。
It is true that all should be equal, but here Korah is twisting the truth.
比如说了。
Let me give you an example.
作为传道，我认为我没有超乎这个信徒。
I'm a pastor and I do not feel like I'm above the members.
我是信徒。
I am a member of this church as well.
规矩我也是要做。
I also have to observe to all the regulations of this church. I don't have a special privilege.
可是在职份上神要我去宣传福音。
But God has given me a duty to preach the gospel.
不能说这个你宣传福音就是高抬自己啊。
You're not higher than someone just because you preach.
所以在职位上是不一样，可是在这个灵命上跟规矩上，对不对？大家都一致的。
Even though we have different duties in the church, but we are all equal.
那这个职位不是说哪个高啊，而是就说神要他做的事情是什么？
The duties, the positions are not higher. One position isn't higher than the other, but they merely have different responsibilities.
可是我们可以看到这些人就是用一些这种好像你是做领导者，你就是骄傲。
But some people feel like a leader must be arrogant.
那你想真的，只要把摩西、亚伦拉下来的话，难道真的大家都会不需要领导者，大家可以走旷野路吗？
But think about this: if Moses and Aaron were not leading them, do you think they would have been better off?
其实这个说法就像那个共产党说法，以前呢、啊，以前不是现在。
This may be likened to the old Communist Party.
在那时候共产党还没。不是成为这个跟什么？不是这个，在中国不是这个什么政府啊？不是政府之前。
Before the communists took over China，
他们有很好的理论，跟大家讲说你假如跟我们参加，把这个什么资本主义推翻嘛，对不对？我们大家都有好东西吃啊。
They try to sell their idea to the people and say that If we get rid of capitalism, then we could all be equal and share the same goods.
所以啊，有钱人啊，那些钱财都我们可以大家来花，所以不会就大家都会饱足啊。
Everybody will be equal, and we could spend the money of the riches.
好了，就把那个全部有钱人抓来坐监牢，后来人们就是什么去工作了。
So they arrested all the rich people, and everybody went to work.
那是否社会有没有变得更好，更有钱了？
Was the Chinese society better off?
没有啊。
No, it was not.
你把那全部的那些有头脑的把他抓下来，要叫他做苦工，后来那个没有头脑去上面在那边指挥，有时候没有生产什么东西啊。
So if you take the intellectuals and make them do manual labor, it doesn't really help the society.
那所以这些人就什么，就是把他拉下来，所以他们可以上去啊。
So the men of Korah wanted to get rid of Moses and Aaron as leaders.
那你看第四节，摩西啊，其实没有这个心啊。摩西听到说，马上伏伏在地啊。他骄傲的人不会马上伏伏在地的啦。
In verse 4, you can see that Moses was actually very humble because when he heard this, he fell on his face.
那可是这日子越过啊，事情越糟糕啊。
As the days goes on, the matter became more severe.
在十九节这里说，可拉聚集全会众到会幕前面。
In verse 19, Korah actually gathered the entire congregation before them.
我们可以看到说，全会众这全部的很多人我们可以看到就是像水，像洪水，这些不敬畏神的人在攻击亚伦和摩西。
So you can see that all the opposition, his followers, can be likened the great flood.
他们要把摩西冲灭掉。
They wanted to wash Moses away.
那摩西知道说神要毁灭这些百姓，摩西马上带球。
So when Moses learned that God wanted to destroy the people, he interceded for them.
说神啊，难道你又会因为一人这样带头，所以你要把其他会众要毁灭吗
？He said, God, do you really want to destroy everyone because there's a bad apple, a bad leader?
所以神呢？神听摩西祷告，说意思说，那我就处理他了。
So God heard Moses' prayer and said that I will only punish the leaders.
所以神派摩西警告众人说，离开这个什么可拉党这些人。
So God told Moses to tell the people to distance themselves from the Korah.
离开以后，那个地开口把那些可拉党都吞灭掉。
And after that, the earth opened and swallowed up the men of Korah.
那这个事件我们再翻回启示录。
Let's now turn back to Revelation chapter 12.
魔鬼还是要借着人来攻击工人。
Once again, the devil will attack us through the hands of men.
就像这个龙它是在妇人的身后背后吐口水的。
You can see that the dragon spew water behind the woman.
这些人这些暗示先沟通好后要去什么毁灭这工人。
These people would have schemes and plans to attack the workers of God.
但是在十六节这里说地却帮助了妇人开了口，吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
Verse 16 says that the earth actually helped the woman. It opened up its mouth and swallowed up the water spewed by the dragon.
就是说，神有插手，神的救为了救他仆人，神插手救他仆人，地开口把这些人惩罚还是消灭。
Here we can see that God actually intervened and allowed and swallowed up the opposition.
使这工人还在存活。
So that the workers could live on.
所以这个是这段的故事。
So this is the story.
那从当中我们要学习到几件事情。
From this passage, there are several things we have to learn.
我们不要被魔鬼利用，当变成这个魔鬼口中的口水。
First, we must not become the tool of Satan. We must not become one of the people spewed out by Satan.
来攻击工人。
And attack the workers.
我们看这个雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
我们刚才之前有讲到说这个洪水就是这个河流就是匪类。
Earlier we mentioned that the flood represent the wicked ones.
洪水就是代表匪类的攻击。
Flood represent the attack from the ungodly.
我们看这个雅各书第一章的二十六节。
Let's turn to James chapter 1 verse 26.
二十六节。
James chapter 1 verse 26.
若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反起哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是 虚的，二十七节。
Verse 27，
在神我们父面前，那清洁没有沾污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾俗，不沾染世俗。啊，在这里啊，讲到说什么叫做敬虔，什么不敬虔。
Here we talks about the idea of what's godly and what's ungodly.
不敬虔就是匪类啊。
People who are ungodly are the wicked ones.
那有人假如说我很敬虔了，可是不勒住他的舌头。
Here says if a man claims to be godly and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue,
他的那个什么敬虔是假的啦。
Then his godliness is fake.
他其实是匪类。
Actually, he is ungodly.
那在英文版本看得比较清楚一点。
This is very clear in the English translation.
那二十七节什么叫敬虔呢？
Verse 27, what does it mean to be godly?
第一啊，就是要爱心。
That is one, we have to have love.
在患难中看顾孤儿寡妇，就是看到需要去帮助那些人。
To look after orphans and widows in their distress.
第二啊，
secondly,
就是要保守自己圣洁。
To keep oneself holy.
那我们要控制我们嘴巴。
We have to control our tongue.
所以我们可以保持圣洁。
So we and we have to keep ourselves holy.
假如说有爱心不控制自己嘴巴的话，那还不完。那还不是敬虔。
Godliness does not mean someone who has love but does not control his own tongue.
这两个都要。
You need to have both.
所以啊，我们不要被魔鬼利用，我们要这两点要学习到。
If we do not want to be one of the people that's built by Satan, then we have to remember these two things.
因为我们看到可拉胆啊，其实也没有爱心啊，嘴巴乱讲话。
You look at the Korahs, they even though they might have love, but they do not control their tongues.
讲了似是而非的故事，讲过。话语啊，那看起来很对，可是其实是为了自己。
They twist the truth in order to benefit themselves.
那是第一，我们要警戒。
So this is something we need to keep be aware of.
那第二，我们也要分别能力啊，不要因为有些人说什么就参与可拉党。
Secondly, what we could learn from the story is that we need to be able to discern and not join the men of Korah.
可拉党是被神惩罚，的确。
It's true that the men of Korah was eventually punished by God.
这些百姓真的也够可怜，因为真的也没有说那个分辨能力啊，那也自己也在作恶。
But if you think about it, it's actually very sad because the people could not discern what was right and wrong.
那这个民数记16章下半段。
In Numbers chapter 16, the second part.
当这个可拉党被吞灭以后。
After the men of Korah was swallowed up.
这可拉党的话语啊，还在他们心中啊，还是苦毒还在他们心中啊。
The word and the impact of Korah still remain.
所以啊，隔一天啊，
in the very next day,
我们看一下这个民数记十六章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 16.
我们请看这个第四十一节。
Verse 41.
我们请 Jackson 念一下四十一节到这个四十六节。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 41. And the next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. You have killed the Lord's people, they said. Verse 42. But when the assembly gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron and turned toward the tent of the meeting, suddenly the cloud covered it and the glory of the Lord appeared. 43. Then Moses and Aaron went to the front of the tent of the meeting. Verse 44. And the Lord said to Moses, Get away from this assembly so I could put an end to them at once. And they fell face down. 46.
46节。
And Moses said to Aaron, Take your censer and put incense in it, along with the fire from the altar, and hurry to the assembly to make atonement for them. Wrath has come out of the Lord, and plague has started.
我们可以看到说啊，神已经惩罚可拉党，可是百姓还是执迷不悟，不知道谁是对，谁是错。
Here we see that even though God has already punished the men of Korah, but the people still could not discern who was right and wrong.
那个地开口不是个什么摩西的作为啊，是神的作为啊。
Moses did not make the earth open, but God was the only one who could make that happen.
可是这些人觉得说啊，还是摩西的作为。
But yet, these people accuse Moses of killing them.
你想摩西这么有能力吗？
Do you suppose Moses is so powerful?
所以第二天啊，以色列全会众聚集啊，攻击摩西啊，说你杀死神的百姓。
41 says, in the next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and said, You have killed the people, the Lord's people.
这是很严重的控告。
This is a very serious accusation.
就说亚伦摩西啊，你谋害神的百姓啊，你该死啊。
They said,
因为你犯了这个第六条诫命。
Basically, they're saying to Moses and Aaron that they have murdered the people.
哇，神看了真的很不高兴。
God was obviously very unhappy.
神显现了，说告诉摩西啊，神的告诉摩西啊，其实说我跟你，我把你出口了，我惩罚他们。
God basically said that Moses, step aside, I will take care of this for you.
啊，可是摩西爱百姓，他不愿意百姓死掉。
Moses loved his people so much, he did not want them to die.
可是摩西看知道说啊，神的愤怒已经发生了，瘟疫已经出去了，杀死，慢慢杀。瘟疫就这样传过去，一个一个死掉，倒掉。
Moses knew that the play of God has already started among the people.
所以他马上告诉亚伦说：“哎，赶快去拿那个香炉啊，献上祭啊，所以可以救赎他们。”
So he asked Aaron to quickly take the altar, to take the censer and the incense to offer to God.
所以我们可以看到说啊，当一个人去没办法去分辨对和错的时候啊，参加错的那一档啊，有时候真的就是什么被神一样处罚啊。
Here we can see that if someone cannot discern what's right and wrong, eventually God will also punish them as well.
因为那个苦毒啊，还在他心中啊。
These kind of wrong idea remains in their heart.
照样发酵在那边发作。
And they take effect in their action.
所以啊，我们翻回启示录十二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation.
所以这个神插手，所以这个地开口，神解决他的问题。
Here you see how, chapter 12, here you see how God takes care of his workers by opening up the mouth of the earth.
那十七节,
verse 17.
龙向妇人发怒啊，去与其他的儿女啊征战，这儿女就是那些守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
Verse 17, then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring.
我们可以看到说这个魔鬼啊，打击工人没有着手。
Here we can see that even though the devil was not successful in attacking the worker,
他不作休啊,
he did not give up there.
他还是去攻击。
He continues to attack.
工人打,没办法打倒,好,就打他的儿女。
He cannot attack the worker, therefore he attacks the worker's children.
啊,那些儿女就是守神的道。
Those children represent those who obey God's commandment.
那小要知道魔鬼第四次攻击的话，要读这个启示录十三章。
If you want to continue to find out the fourth battle, you have to read chapter 13 of Revelation.
Okay. 所以我们到现在已经讲了三种攻击了。
So I have already shared with you three different attacks from the devil.
第四次攻击可以请弟兄姐妹回去看一下。
I encourage you to study the fourth one on your own.
那如果神愿意的话，以后我再回来讲解。
If God willing, I will return here and share with you chapters 13.
那我们今天聚会到此。
This concludes my message.
我们唱的是176首。
Let us sing hymn 176.